The highly anticipated Procter & Gamble site in Berkeley County broke ground Friday, and starting October 1st, job applications will be available online.
I want to thank all of you today for joining us this morning for what is truly an exciting day.
State and federal officials came together Friday at the future site of West Virginia's first Procter & Gamble plant in Tabler Station near Martinsburg. Event-goers learned that in just a little less than 2 weeks, job seekers within 60 miles of the West Virginia site can begin applying online for positions. The hiring process won't actually begin until spring of 2016, but those interested are encouraged to start applying as soon as possible. Governor Earl Ray Tomlin says the addition of the PNG plant will make the state more competitive.
When you have a worldwide known company like Procter & Gamble, other companies say, well, if they're going to locate in West Virginia, there must be something going on there. So I think that that's one of the things that helps our development office to say that, look, Macy's, P&G, Toyota, the big companies are coming to West Virginia. We got lots of room. We want you to come too.
The sort of skill sets Procter & Gamble is looking for are in the mechanical, electrical, manufacturing, and packaging fields. The plant is expected to open by fall of 2017, and by 2019, it's expected to employ around 700 full-time workers. Tomlin says the state's $500 million investment in the plant is worth it.
And this company, it's not going to be temporary. It's going to be here a long, long time. So for several generations, we'll be able to start work here, probably and retire from here. So it's you know, in the long term, it's going to be a great thing for our state.
Procter & Gamble donated $30,000 to Blue Ridge Community and Technical College in Martinsburg to provide training for those interested in getting jobs at the plant. Yanis Skoufalos is the Global Product Supply Officer for P&G. He says choosing West Virginia for the new site was the best choice and the most strategic.
It was all about proximity to the big population on the eastern of the United States, a wonderful infrastructure, a very welcoming and engaging state and local administration, a team that really opened us at many degrees of freedom, as well as looking into the standards of the labor force in the state, their education, their ability with mastery, the community colleges. We looked into that, and that's how we chose.
Skoufalos says the Eastern Panhandle location closes a gap between many other Procter & Gamble sites on the East Coast. It will allow delivery of up to 80% of products to the eastern half of the U.S. within one day's transit. The type of P&G products to be made at the West Virginia plant has not been announced. The 460-acre site in Berkeley County will be the second manufacturing facility Procter & Gamble has built in the U.S. since 1971, and it will employ the fifth-largest Procter & Gamble workforce in the country. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Martinsburg.